No problem.
Hi, welcome to Cool Nerd Show. I'm Steve Trezza.
I'm Devin. Really? We're starting
over? Yeah, we're starting over.
Right, fine. I'm Devin Burke.
Yeah. So this is our spoiler review. I was going to say spoiler free, but we did that already.
Yeah, we did.
Just spoiler review of Black Panther. We're going to get into spoilers. We're going to talk about what we liked, what we didn't like. We had some technical difficulties, so we had to just restart over. We had many microphones on. And
well, we had one
giant,
extra one.
Giant echo. Joe, can you just double check and make sure we do not have an echo? It should have caught up by now. Good?
Grand.
Thumbs up means good?
Glory. Okay, cool. He nods.
All right. So, in the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Oakland, 1992.
California.
Obviously.
Some people don't know that.
I was skeptical because I thought it was just going to be... like, I was like, why are we in California? What does this have to do with Wakanda? And I was immediately just like... drawing these conclusions of like, why are they bringing this here? This is dumb. Then you find out that it's that my feelings were immediately just put at ease.
Yeah.
Because you find
it out. I had to make a little backstory.
Yeah. You find out that T'Chaka, who was the king of Wakanda at the time, who's T'Challa's father.
Black Panther's father, if you guys aren't following so much of the...
His brother was on like a secret, covert Wakandan mission.
But...
in Oakland. But he was also like... running guns and drugs and shit like that. And that's why he was in Oakland. And then T'Chaka found out because he had another spy that was spying on him. And he went there to tell him to come home.
Yeah, which is funny because in the scene that was showing, like, it made it look like the guy didn't know, like, who or what these people were.
Yeah,
so,
and that was just another spy.
Yeah, and it was like, no, I've been a spy this whole time. And he's like, oh.
And then you see them leave. You don't see him die yet. You see them leave.
Yeah, you just assume they just took him back with him. Like,
yeah,
and then
the movie ends, and then you see the little boy who looks up.
Well, later you see a bunch of kids.
Well, a bunch of kids, but it does zoom in on the one kid though.
Yeah, yeah.
And who later we find out becomes Killmonger.
Yeah,
which like I was waiting for. I didn't put that together until I saw it. Until they like went back to it later in the movie, and I was waiting for that to pay off the whole movie, and it paid off very, very well. So initially I was like, all right, what's going on here? And then like I thought that scene was great. The movie. Very dramatic.
Yes. It's been... I don't want to say it's like been a while since our last like dramatic superhero movie, but...
not a lot of jokes.
That's,
like
that's
a
what
Marvel
I was getting
movie,
more with.
I was expecting it to be just like one-liners whipping off here and there.
I mean, there was a one-liner like, I don't freeze. That was pretty much it. That was the only like reoccurring joke.
Yeah. It wasn't really... it wasn't that great of a joke.
And
but
it only recurred like maybe 3-4 tops in the movie.
What did you think of the opening scene in the jungle where like they shine the flashlight and he's in the tree?
Oh, okay. Like the first like kind of like fight scene?
Yeah.
I thought it was just okay. Like they didn't show... you know, what I kind of also don't... found out is like this movie, I think like it was on like a kind of lower budget than a lot of the other Marvel films.
No way.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Fellas, our volume is incredibly low, actually.
Now it's low?
Now it's low.
That's because we have new microphones and we're playing with these and we don't want to destroy everyone's ears.
Very well.
But I'm sure everyone can hear us.
Joe, can you turn up the white bottom white dials on 1, 2, beyond the computer? Bottom white. 1, 2, and 4 is you. Just a smidge. Yeah, that should be good. I think. I hope. I don't know.
I mean, Joe's gonna be hearing us either way, if it sounds low or not.
3, 4 is you, Joe. So, how's that? Let us know how we sound.
The chat has to let us know.
This is why we do these things. We get these things out of the way. My goal number one for like when we came back was to make the show sound good. That was like first goal. Here we are, 2 months later.
Yeah.
And we're still working on it.
Yeah, of course we are. I mean, you know, technically, it just goes with our show, honestly.
Eventually.
One day
we'll get there.
There'll be one day where everything be smooth, everything going fine, then we'll be like something.
I mean, I guess we can't argue with like, you know, 20 views or something like that.
But yeah.
It's better that than having, I don't know.
Okay.
2,000 views.
All right, we got a thumbs up. We sound beautiful now.
I hope.
Boom. Well, I mean, you sound terrible.
Thanks. I'm always...
your voice
always
is terrible. Yeah. All right. So, anyway, the first action scene was fine. You know, it's just, you know, fighting a bunch of, like, I guess, like, Kidnappers, really?
Yeah.
Like, or just, you know.
Another tribe, maybe? I don't know.
No, not
another tribe.
No, it was definitely
African. It was like the militia, like an African militia.
Yeah. It was definitely just like, you know, just random, like, army guys not associated with anything.
Random army bad guys.
Yeah. That they couldn't, like, say who they were. But yeah, they were stealing women, which are bad.
Always bad.
So that scene was just over and done with, like, what, like 5 minutes tops?
Yeah, I thought it was cool because you got to see Black Panther. You didn't really see anything.
Yeah.
He
was being Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the Knight.
Bat Panther.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you really think about it, this was technically a Batman movie.
Kind of. It was like Batman meets Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after the opening sequence, we see Wakanda, and like Wakanda is awesome.
I thought like the whole city and like showing the advanced, you know, like, for me, like, think of, like, other movies when people say, like, Africa, what Africa looks like. You know, the majority of movies that we see is, like, either it looks like the worst type of place ever.
Yeah.
Or it's just a vast jungle.
Yeah, or the jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
There's, like, three African locations
in
the movies.
In movie verses. And then you actually see, like, an advanced city. I'm like, ah!
It's, like, super poverty, the desert, or the jungle.
Never ever actually show like cities. Like, we have cities, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we have real cities. But then it shows like super advanced city. I'm like, oh, this is even better. Fresh take. I'm cool with this. Finally. Thank you, movies.
I just thought that like the tech in the movie was fucking awesome.
Well, I mean, they're basically like have their own like hovering spaceships.
So they're the most advanced civilization on the planet.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Which they keep secret.
And they're just hiding in plain sight. Because they have that like advanced dome that mm-hmm. goes over them. And I believe in the comics, they didn't really touch upon this in the movie, but I think it's kind of the same. They're like in the middle of a crater, so that's why you like can't see it. Because obviously before they had that tech, they still had to hide.
Well, yeah, because that's when the meteor crash landed.
Yes.
So that's why there's a crater there. So it's just like they didn't say it, but you can allude to that.
By the way, I love how they gave us the whole backstory of Wakanda in like 2 minutes.
Because it was like a bedtime story.
Hey, this happened years and years ago. This is why they have this power. They have all this vibranium meteor, and now they're super advanced. Now here's the movie.
But I also like too. It's like it's not just the Wakandans. Like in the Wakanda, there's also tribes in the Wakanda. So it's not just like oh, here's New York, and these are just all New Yorkers. There's like no, you got like these other cities who also, you know, are part of it. So it's like
other Wakandan tribes.
Exactly. So it's not saying its own country within a country, but it's like you get your own like civilians in different areas. Yeah. Like you got people in the mountains, you got people
and they're all distinct too.
Yes.
Like they all had different cultures and stuff about them, which I really enjoyed that as well. And we see that, good segue, Devin, because we'll talk about that next. We have the fight for the king.
Yeah, so I think we should touch upon, like, this takes, like, a week after Civil War.
Yeah.
So,
which is also cool. Because you can, like, piece together the Marvel timeline now.
Yeah.
Because, like, Homecoming takes place, what?
A few months after.
I think it's 3 months, if I remember correctly. 3 months after Civil War. So this actually takes place before Homecoming.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Doctor Strange, I don't know when Doctor Strange takes place.
I want to say maybe before, it would explain the reason why Hulk and Thor weren't at Civil War. Because maybe at the same time, like during Thor 3, that was happening at the same time.
But anyway, without that.
Yes.
So we have T'Challa. He's going to become king, or he can get challenged by one of the other tribes.
Yeah.
I thought this scene was great.
Well, at first, like, I was like, oh, is no one going to challenge him?
You knew that there was going to be some tribe.
I was hoping, but I didn't think it was going to happen because I thought it was just going to be like, okay, nothing's going to happen until like third act or something. And I'm like, oh, some guys, yay! You're not gonna win, but yay!
the gorilla worshipping tribe. I don't know their name.
Let's just keep it the tribe in the mountains because it's just simply.
And they're like, I believe each tribe has like an animal that they worship too.
I believe so because like one tribe has the rhino, obviously Black Panther has the Black Panther.
And then this tribe was the gorilla. And they were from the mountains and they were really cool when we got to see like their city.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome because it was like similar.
That's what I'm saying. Like Wakanda, for Wakanda, it's still in Wakanda, but they just take place in the mountains of Wakanda.
Yeah, kind of like far away ish. But I thought that was an awesome scene when we did get there, and that had like some jokes too, but they hit. They weren't like they didn't fall flat.
No,
the vegetarian
but,
joke.
Yeah. But there was also, you know, during like the fight scene or like the first fight scene in the waterfall, like you see like all the tribes and you see all their colors like when they're first arriving, like, oh, that looks great. But then you see them on the rocks. I'm like, ooh, they could have used a little bit of CGI money there because they just look like dancing like cotton candy. Like, to me,
you think so?
Yeah, they like the CGI looked very poor for me because I'm like, oh, like I could tell it's like that. That looks like PS2 graphics.
I think there were some, and that's in my nitpick section, is like there were some CGI,
yeah,
like bad CGI parts.
Yeah, there was parts where like the Black Panther suit
when he's like jumping up around and like whipping over the car and like the air fight. Yeah, the CGI in those parts didn't look great. It wasn't horrible, but
no,
it wasn't
it's just
good.
Noticeable.
Yeah. Which I feel like we could have kind of done without. Then after T'Challa becomes king because
after the fight and when
he defeats the I can't remember the name of the guy, but he defeats him and then they do like the ceremony and he goes to the ancestral plane,
which I loved.
Awesome. Yeah,
like it felt very Lion Kingish. Like, you know, it's literally Simba
and, like,
meeting
the
Mufasa.
The purple colors in the background, and then you get like the Black Panthers in the trees.
Yeah,
like,
the elder panthers, and then you see like his father. It's like I missed you. It's like I missed
visually,
you too.
Fantastic, and also very emotional too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. First thing I forgot to mention: like this movie is not just like a superhero movie; it's also a king movie. Like, you forget, like, he becomes king in this movie. So you also get, like, this, like, royalty he comes with this. So he's not just a superhero. It's kind of like the Batman felt.
Like, interested in, like, the politics of the movie.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's what I'm saying. You get more king stuff in there. Yeah. So you have to, like, you know, do political stuff. And then it's like, okay, now I'm going to do some spy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Which then
I'm the king. I get to do fun stuff now.
Which then gets us to the casino scene because they find out.
Well, before that, he gets the new tech from his sister,
who fantastic character. She might have been my favorite character.
Who played her again?
I do not remember, and I don't have her in our cast.
Steve, I thought you wrote them all down.
I wrote half of them down.
All right,
but
forgive us. I think it was
that's fine. I don't know. T'Challa's sister.
She,
the actress who played her, I can look it up real quick.
I believe she was in Black Mirror, too, like in the show.
I actually have not watched Black Mirror.
It's pretty creepy.
She was my favorite character of the movie, though. She was just awesome. And she's, like, super smart. She's, like, the smartest person in what? In the MCU? Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So she was, I don't want to say, like, the comic relief character, but she was, like, the happy-go-lucky character, in a sense.
Definitely.
Where you needed, like, the... Like the smile character, like the happy scene.
And then at the end, we got her with the gauntlets.
Yeah.
Which was
awesome. Well, you know, because that's from the comics. She also comes and helps. And like
Shuri is the name of her character. She's played by Letitia Wright.
Letitia Wright. Letitia Wright did a great job.
Yes, she did.
But it's what, you know, like, as I was saying before, like, you know, like, it's like, okay, my kingly duty is to kidnap the guy who stole our.
So the movie, the movie did a good job. Explaining everything.
Yeah.
Because it explained his suit. They explained his suit in like that one scene. They had that sneakers line too. Which is like, no one can hear you when you have these shoes on. I call them sneakers. Like,
you get it?
Yeah.
Because they sneak.
That was good.
Like she even like had to go like the whole far distance.
Yeah. And even like later in the movie when you see Michael B. Jordan's character... you see that he has the like Wakandan key like tattoo on him.
Yeah,
and I was thinking,
like, is that just their name? Like, what is that? Like, I know it's like Wakanda Warriors.
It's like a brand, like a branded like name. So all the Wakanda Warriors get that tattoo.
Because I wasn't sure if they were all like the same word. I didn't know if like it spelled out Wakanda or it was just like their names in Wakanda.
We didn't get a close-up.
I was just curious because I'm just like. What if it's like one of those like someone goes for a Japanese tattoo, but it's Wakanda tattoos? So he just gets like
that's
some
gonna
asshole.
Be the new thing.
Yeah, it's like oh no doubt people are gonna get those blue tattoos on the bottom of their lips. I guarantee that. Yeah,
but like he wasn't born in Wakanda, so when that happened, I was like, wait, how does he have a tattoo? And then they addressed it later in the movie, and when his father was like, I gave you a key to get into Wakanda, and
yeah,
like,
so the father,
oh, that's how he has it, because like there's. All of that stuff that usually comes up in movies that's just like plot holes, and they did a really good job of leaving I don't know, barely, I could think of.
Not that I can think of either, but
Yeah.
I want to say, like, probably, like, one of the, like, scenes that, not enough saying, like, that were boring or, like, that could undealt with, but kind of, like, the most, like, minor scene, I feel like, was kind of the casino scene that we were just about to get into.
I think so, too, but I think that Andy Serkis...
But that's what I'm saying. The scene served its purpose, but I'm saying it's, like, the most, like, like, you could go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And the car chase... was okay. It wasn't great.
There were some, like, cool instances in the car chase.
But it wasn't fantastic.
No, exactly. It was just an average car chase that you know, with its own Black Panther flair.
Also, the Stan Lee cameo. Stan Lee cameo.
I thought that was kind of, like, the most mediocre. Like,
I didn't like it.
You liked it?
I didn't like it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It was just very bland.
It was too long. He was like, I'm just gonna grab these and... pull these and bring them over here.
Hey, he was taking Black Panther's poker chips because he won, but he left the table.
It was craps.
Sorry.
But yeah, but like he could have just been like, oh, I'll keep these for him, like real quick. It was like they stayed on him for like too long. I feel like
maybe, but
it felt in such a serious movie, it felt like it stuck out kind of like a sore thumb.
Well, it's Stan Lee too, so he's usually the sore thumb. Every time.
I know, but it fits in, like, a lot of the other movies because it's such a serious...
Well, that's the thing. Where else are you going to put him in?
Where would you put him in?
Where would you put him? As Wakanda Elder? Say, hello, Excelsior. No. I am African, for sure.
No.
Nah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's the only thing that's going to work for him.
I guess. It stuck out for me. I don't know. The casino scene was probably more of the downtime, like you said, in the movie. And then they capture Claw. They bring him. And Martin Freeman is in the movie.
Yeah.
His character, Everett Ross, I think.
He was in Civil War, yes.
Yeah. I feel like we could have done... His parts weren't awful, but I feel like we could have done without him.
At the same time, yes, but no, because they needed, like... I don't want to say, like, they didn't need him, but at the same time, it's like you needed... that an FBI character there to understand, it's like the whole thing, like the FBI is there because they were helping Wakanda because the Martin Freeman's character stole all, I'm air quoting, all of their vibranium.
No, not Martin Freeman, Andy Serkis' character.
Andy Serkis, sorry. Martin Freeman's the FBI.
Ulysses
sorry.
Claw, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm missing on my white guys.
Well, then Claw was going to sell it to Martin Freeman, to the FBI.
Yes. Oh. So he's just like,
and that's how he gets thrown in.
But that's the thing, like, that's when he finds, like, oh, Wakandans are lying to you. You think this is all their vibranium? And, yeah. And he's like, what do you think his suit's made of? Their tech. Of like this is like a pinky off of like a giant.
And then after he gets captured, then Killmonger comes and breaks him out. And then that's like his whole he kills Claw brings him to Wakanda.
Oh, Kilgrave.
To get...
Not Kilgrave, Killmonger.
Yeah.
Oh, man, why comic characters got to name so many kills?
I said Killmonger. Brings him to Wakanda to get into Wakanda. And then, like, Michael B. Jordan's character was my favorite part of the movie.
Not only is he my favorite part of the movie, too, but, like, even, like, you see his reasoning for doing everything, it's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. People can be behind this guy. I wouldn't, for my sake.
He doesn't come off as, like, a terrible person or, like, a bad guy. There's this point in the movie where you're like, well, who's the real bad guy? Because you find out that T'Chaka left him in Oakland instead of taking him back to
Wakanda.
Yeah, he
could have just taken him. Like, and I love the scene where he's confronting, you know, Black Panther is confronting his father in the spirit realm again.
That was so good. That was such a good, powerful scene.
Yeah, not only is that powerful scene, but, like, he's, like, you know, like,
You're wrong. He's just like, you were wrong.
But not just wrong, but like, remember, Black Panther was like dying at this moment. Yeah. So like, his father's like, come with me. Not only did he not come with them, like, and it wasn't like no one like calling him back, like, oh, come back to us. Like, there was none of that. It was just like, seriously, Black Panther just saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Dad, fuck you the most. What is wrong with you? Why are you just taking him back? I was worried for Wakanda. What is that? What do you mean? Yeah. He was like, he was four or something.
He just didn't want it to get out, basically. It was basically like his cover-up that he had to kill his brother.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wasn't... He just did it by...
And then Michael B. Jordan's character is the one that suffered.
Yeah. And none of this would have happened if, literally, his father would just manned up.
What was also another fantastic part of the movie was when Michael B. Jordan goes to the ancestral plane and talks to his father.
Yeah.
That was another just amazing.
Because at first I thought he wasn't going to see anybody. Like, that's what I thought at first. Because, like, yeah, you see he's going back to, like, the old room where he was raised in, mm-hmm, but nobody was there. So I thought, like, oh, like, you know, there's nobody for me. You know, I thought that was going to seem like, no, then you actually see, like, his dad actually talks to him, like, he's like, you don't cry for me? He's like, no one cries for me.
People, no, he said people die all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, people die all the time.
Yeah, that those two were probably the best, the two best scenes in the movie, I think.
And it was for the villain. Like, it was,
technically, you could say T'Chaka was the villain, too. So, yeah, just really, like, powerful. I wasn't expecting stuff like that to be in a Marvel movie.
No, like, it definitely, like, touched you on heartstrings. Like, yeah. It's like, ooh. Like, when was the last time you sympathized with a villain that wasn't, like, anyone else? In a
Marvel movie?
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe, like, the Joker from Dark Knight? Maybe?
The Joker? No one sympathized with him.
No, but he wanted, like, chaos and all that stuff, and everyone's like, oh, like, a restart button bullshit. But I'm just saying, like, this is, like, you actually connected.
I mean, you could argue maybe Zemo in Civil War. When he's listening to the voice message.
You will never call him by that name again, for that is not Baron Zemo.
He's not Baron Zemo. He's just Zemo.
You know what they were referencing.
Yeah. You kind of sympathize for him there.
Like, yeah, maybe Loki. Maybe Loki.
Never Loki.
I'm just saying maybe. I put maybe.
You can't sympathize.
In Thor 1 when he's like...
No, I'm saying all of, like, Loki's series of, like, from Thor... He's an orphan? Well, no, from Thor to Thor 2 to Avengers to Ragnarok. Like, you saw, like, his growth type of deal, like, throughout
four movies. Yeah, but you don't really sympathize for him until... Maybe at the end of Thor 1 when he's falling and he's like, I could have done it, Father!
Mm-hmm.
And then he just falls. Yeah. That maybe. But no, nothing like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't... Remember, this is also a Disney film. Remember the last time Disney did, like, anything like sort of like this?
No.
Like, that's the thing. Like, it, like, maybe... What was the Frog Princess? Like, that was the last thing that was, like, an all-black cast and everything. And before that, that's where we get, like, into the bad Disney era that they don't want to talk about.
Oh, the old Disney?
Song of the South and Dumbo. Like, that was the last thing they did.
Well, I don't know. I applaud it for them really not whitewashing any part of this movie.
No,
I mean, there was, like, Martin Freeman.
There were two white guys.
Yeah, and Andy Serkis' character was also awesome. The whole acting in the whole movie, I think Michael B. Jordan really took the cake. Like, he was hands down the best character in this movie.
He, I don't want to, like, stole the movie, but, like, he
definitely did.
He was, like, icing cake. Like, he was the presenter of the whole
thing. I think, Denai, I believe is her name, Michonne from The Walking Dead. Her character, who's, forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, Okai?
I think it's Okai.
Okai? Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Her character was awesome, too. She did a fantastic job.
Not only that, but, like...
She stole the show every time she was on.
But that's the thing. It wasn't just, like, Black Panther in this movie. He's, like, he had, like, his psych... Not, like, psychics, but, like, he had people with him.
Yeah,
and she was...
The acting was great. The score. Can we talk about the score for a second?
Sure.
When they're in the
ancestral
plane.
You need to stop for a minute. You need to say hello to Tom himself.
Oh, Tom, what's up, Tom himself in the chat.
From Brazil?
From Brazil.
Brazil.
From, I believe it's motherfucking Brazil.
It is motherfucking Brazil.
Yeah, all right. What's going on, Tom? Anyway, back to the movie.
Sorry, Tom.
Denai from The Walking Dead. I'm just going to call her that. I'm just going to call her Michonne.
There you go.
And
bald Michonne?
Yeah. She, her fight scenes were great, too.
Oh, well, I mean...
Oh, and that's what we were going to talk about, the score.
Yes.
Sorry, we're all over the place now. The score of this movie was epic. Like, it wasn't... We didn't get that, like, Avengers, like...
Which is... But that's the thing. It's not a superhero
like
film.
Like a real movie. Like, you know, like, when they're in the ancestral plane and, like, he's talking to his dad and it's, like, all, like, this, like, somber...
Yeah, like African or Swahili, like, drums or sympathy.
We had the drums, but then there was that part, there was, like, this, like, sad violin at one point, I think, and I was like, wow, this is, like, a real movie. Like... This is actually, like, I could see it getting nominated for an Oscar for, like, maybe adapted screenplay or something like that. That's how good I thought it was, at least.
Or at least soundtrack.
What I took away better. From it.
But then, like, you get also, like inner city music, too. Like, you get, like, some rap with the...
every time Michael B. Jordan...
Yeah, pretty much. I don't want to say that, but I just, like...
No, anytime... Well, because it fits him, because he's from Oakland.
Yeah.
So, like, every time he's on screen, you just get this, like... I don't even know what it was. I don't listen to rap.
I'd just say what you know, East Side West Side music. You know, like,
I can't remember the no. It's a rapper that like did like his like soundtrack basically.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I can't remember who it was. But like, but it was awesome.
I didn't even know
it
that
fit. It fit so well. Yeah. And it's fit his character because like that's who he was, and he's this badass, and like also the backstory of his character that like he was just. He was in, what, the Marines?
Everything. He was, like, in the military, Afghanistan. He went to every place that there were.
And he went, and he, like, trained and trained to be, like, the best at what he could do to, like, take down governments. Like, that was, like, what he did. It was just so
cool. That's what he was trained to do. He was so literally trained to take down other countries' governments just so he could take down, basically...
Wakanda.
Not just Wakanda, like, his whole plan.
Yeah, his whole plan. His grandiose plan was, like, take over the world, basically.
Take over... the white world, basically.
Yeah.
He didn't say that so much, but you knew what he meant.
Well, he wanted the, he wanted his people to rise up because of everything that's happened throughout history.
Mm-hmm. Like, he called, like, us, like, colonialists.
Yes.
So that's how they kind of got away with, like, the word.
But he, I thought his character was fantastic. He was the best part of the movie. So he becomes king, which I did... If there is a nitpick, I would say that it would be I knew what was going to happen. Yeah. When he was fighting T'Challa in like the fight for him
with the waterfall scene again.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay. And part of it is because of the trailers too. Because I was like, okay, he's going to win. He's going to get the extra Black Panther suit. T'Challa, everyone's going to think T'Challa's dead. He's not. He's going to come back, and then he's going to defeat Killmonger and
save the day.
And it's what happened. It is. So that was like a tiny nitpick of like, I know exactly what's going to happen from here on out. But again, whatever. It doesn't really detract anything from me.
No, but there is a surprising point, well, you know, later on if we'll get to that, but that I thought that wasn't going to happen. But anyway, but... continue on from
and then that. They need to help the so then T'Challa's mother and sister and girlfriend who
and Martin Freeman
and Martin Freeman yeah he was probably the worst character of the movie
he's not the worst he's just like he, no, he he's
was.
Just
he was the worst
he character. Was like the
I don't think he was terrible but he was just he kind of stuck out
I just want he was like the C-3PO of the group you know
yeah good call on that
thank you
real quick Andy Serkis as Ulysses Klaue also great. He died. I didn't think they were going to kill him off like that, but like, I did want to see more of him. But
I gotcha.
He did a fantastic job too. So then they go to the tribe that worships the gorillas, and
they were going
to
give the heart.
The heart shaped or the last one.
Because
Killmonger lit them all up
because he didn't want anyone to be king after him, which is. You know, dude, there's, like, you know, a thing called, like, time that, like, you're still affected by in 80 years.
He didn't care, though.
I know. But what I thought was so great, like, they offered the fruit to the guy who first challenged...
And he, like, did the right thing by taking them to...
That's what I thought. It's like, when I first saw, like, you know, like, I thought they were going to hold on to it and not tell him, but, like, the first presenting, the guy's, like, looking at him, it's like, is he... going to take it? Because that's what I initially thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
I didn't think it's like... We found, you know, like, think about it, because, like, I didn't think they would find him in the mountains, like, find his almost dead body in frozen.
Which, now that I'm thinking about it, how did, like, his body drift up?
No, he just said he was, like, his fisherman. Like, okay, that's what he said, like, we were fishing, and, you know, one of our fishermen went down south, and we found him. We brought him up, and we buried him in snow. You buried him in snow?
Yeah, and it's what was keeping him alive.
It's keeping him alive, sure, all right.
So then he comes back. T'Challa comes back, and they come back with his sister, and they go to basically take on the Killmonger, and then there's like
and half of Wakanda, basically the Wakanda army, I should say.
Yeah, and then there's this big fight, which like I thought felt a little cartoony. The whole
what colors or like no, because it was like, colorful.
The whole rhino thing.
Well, that was their tribe.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just. It was, like, too much. It was, like, this whole big fight at the end where everyone was fighting.
Well, you gotta remember, like, the guy was, the leader of that tribe, like, wanted Killmonger dead.
And Killmonger was sending out the vibranium weapons to all of their spies in, like, throughout the world so that they could rise up. And then T'Challa has to stop him. So that's basically, but I don't know. I just thought it was, like, it was that and then, like, the end fight with, like, the train. I just thought it was a little too cartoony. Not bad. I didn't hate it or anything like that.
But it's funny because I rather like the first fight scene with them, like in the waterfalls. I wish that was kind of the last fight scene.
Yeah.
Because that scene was more, I don't want to say as epic, but it felt like a lot more meaningful than the last fight scene.
I feel
scene.
Like you needed Killmonger to win that because like.
Well, no. You needed that to happen. I'm just saying like, I don't know. I kind of like wanted like scene reversals in a sense, but. I don't know, like, I'd rather, like, have, like, him, like, fighting behind, like, Wakanda, yeah. Or, like, than just, like, in a train, like, yeah. Rails.
Yeah, it was just weird.
But it made sense for plot convenience, that's the reason why they did, because the way that the train magnet system works is that the Black Panther suit, or, like, both suits don't work if it's on,
mm-hmm.
So that way it's, like, kind of a fair fight-ish, that way, like, you know, they can actually, like, hurt each other.
Yeah, and, like, it was a plot device, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Is what they did. I didn't like the whole rhino part. And then, like, the CGI there felt weird.
Like I said, there was a lot of CGI that was like,
Yeah, that was just one thing that I was kind of like, meh. But, again, it only detracted a little bit from me. I still thought the movie was great, all in all. His Killmonger's death scene.
Holy shit.
That was good.
I mean, I was upset they died because I thought he was honestly going to live.
I thought that they were going to save him.
Yeah, like even like Black Panther said to him, like, so, like, we could still save you. And then, do you remember his finishing line? Like, because I could repeat it.
I could paraphrase it.
No, I could repeat it. It's like he says, what, so I can be in chains like our ancestors? Nah, I'm going to do like what they did. I'm going to jump overboard because they knew death was better than being in prison. And then he just literally just pulls out the dagger.
Death was better than bondage. And he said, I think he said, bury me in the ocean.
Yeah, with my ancestors.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was powerful. Yeah. Like that was rough. And then like he literally takes his own life by pulling the dagger out and bleeding himself to death.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Without showing blood, because Disney.
With the sunset, too.
Yeah, but he was looking over Wakanda, because he never got to see Wakanda. Mm-hmm. So, like, he got his wish before he died, at least.
And then, in the end, we see that T'Challa had bought all those buildings in Oakland to start, like an education center for the kids there, that they were going to bring all of the...
Which you wouldn't see, like, a lot... Like, think about it. You wouldn't see that with a lot of superheroes, what they would do... That they knew what caused the problem.
Like, you know what I liked about the movie that then like kind of detracted at the end was that it wasn't this save the world type of movie. And then at the end it became that because of Killmonger.
Yeah.
And I wish they didn't do that.
Well, you see, you can still debate whether that was save the world or not because it would have just supplied. It wouldn't would have been like us versus them mentality. It was just going
to
be...
It's just every superhero movie doesn't need to be like, we need to save the world. Like, it could have just been...
That's what superheroes do.
I know, but it could have just been this, like, just shit that's going on. Like, I cared about what's going on in Wakanda. I cared about the politics. I cared about all that. If they just kept it, like, kind of small scale on that
portion... Well, you know portion, what? I can see I that, like but then there wouldn't have been no more point. Powerful. You know what? I can see that. Because they could have just left that, you know, like, the ships without leaving. Because then that would have that still would have saved, like, that area a bit. But they needed that scene for Martin Freeman's character.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Who was kind of useless. But, whatever. I digress. It was still fantastic. The only other nitpick that I have, I wish they spoke in Wakandan language more. Because they would, like, sprinkle it in here and there. But it was mostly just them speaking in English.
Well, you know, that's just easier for people because this is a made-up language.
Yes, I know, but I just feel, I don't know, whatever. It's a nitpick. It's not anything that like takes away, but like, I just thought it would be cooler if they'd spoken Wakanda more.
I guess, but at the same time, it's a comic book movie, and maybe like, you know, like maybe Wakanda's hard now, but in English it's so much easier.
I loved the scenery, the culture of everything, kind of like them blending like old school, like the African garbs with like, you the see, Shikis. Well, it could be a garb too. Hmm. You could see like the younger kids with like backpacks and stuff like that. I thought that was cool.
I just have one little nitpick. When they actually show Wakanda, I'm not saying like the outside, I'm talking like in the city.
Yeah.
They sure like that one shot of the block that they're in. Because they're always in that same block, you know, every time they, like, go out in public.
I didn't notice.
I noticed 100%, because I'm like, this is the same, like, this is the, I see the same billboard right there. Like, it was like, the like, I was just saying, like, probably for, like,
maybe the digital budget department.
That's what I'm saying, like, budget just made regions. One set. Like, just made one set, one area outside Wakanda. I'm like, oh, you guys don't have any other place to hang out? You like to hang out in the merchant area? Okay, whatever, you do you, but I kind of want to see all of Wakanda, but...
So
shiny outside is fine.
Overall, what'd you think?
I thought it was very, very good. I still think it's highly recommended. Might be.
Where would you put it? Top five, top three?
Of all or Marvel?
Marvel.
Oh, Marvel time. Well, no, I'm saying out of all superhero movies, that's a good question.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it could be up there.
Because with me, like if we're doing like all superheroes, this definitely makes top five list of all super movies of all time.
Probably.
But for Marvel, I'm still having a strong debate with myself within the three spots. I'm not sure if this is bronze, silver, or gold because this is still in between Captain America 2 and Avengers with Black Panther. Like, it is hard. Like, they're both, like, on the same level with me. It's hard. Like,
I enjoyed it.
Like, you gotta twist my arm.
So much. I think it might be number one for me.
That's the thing. I really think it might be. I gotta give it more time for me. I gotta give it more time. I gotta think about
rating
more
flaws. 1 to 10.
High nines. Like, the highest nines possible.
9.9?
Yeah, 9.9.
Would you?
I would probably give it 9.9, 9.8, yeah.
Wow. I was gonna go 9.7, and I'm starting to think, like, with my nitpicks, I'm thinking that might be a little high. But I'm not sure. I think it's number one though. Like, I think it beats.
But that's
out.
The thing. The nitpicks.
Civil War was my number one, and I think it beats out.
But I'm just saying, like, nitpicks are nitpicks as they
it
are.
It was such a refreshing superhero movie. The thing is, like, I wasn't, and like,
and also there was really, there was no anyone connecting with each other. Like, you didn't see Iron Man in
well,
there.
Not
you
until
didn't say, but I'm just,
the end credits, which we haven't talked about that too.
We'll talk about the end credits, but even with the end credits, you didn't see anyone else with him.
Yeah,
it was just like his own like little thing, like. But maybe because everyone else is already doing everything else with each other in the other movies. Like, Iron Man's with Spider-Man,
so
Hulk is with Thor.
And I'm giving it a 9.7. That means it's a 9.8.
Yeah.
That's a high grade.
It's a very high grade. Yeah.
I want to see it again.
I do, too. I mean, it's one of those movies where I'm like, I kind of want to see it again in theaters. And that's a lot of movies I don't usually do for.
Yeah, same. So, two end credit scenes.
Yes.
With the one where he said that.
Which, I don't understand why that was one.
The what? Where he's like, the Wakanda first, is come is
yeah
is exposing itself to the world. Mm-hmm. We're joining like the world, and we want to give the world our resources.
And yeah, and then like the one white guy's like, and what can you give us, Wakandas? Like,
what can a bunch of farmers and fishermen give us? And then it just shows
the biggest like
T'Challa's
smile.
Face,
like,
he's got this smile.
It's like, yeah. Oh, you white man, you better listen to this.
Yeah,
how about 4 billion tons of vibranium, bitch?
That was. I didn't say that,
but you knew he was going to say like a lot of vibranium.
I enjoyed that scene, and then the last scene with Bucky.
Yeah, so I guess he's just in a village and not frozen.
I guess not. I guess they defrosted him.
I understand that
they have the tech now to recreate his arm. Obviously,
yeah. I don't think. I think he'd rather have the super robot arm.
Well, yeah. Would you rather have no arm or a super robot arm?
Well, yeah.
Super robot arm. Would you rather have a regular arm or a super robot arm?
I'd rather see you, Lefty.
There you go.
Well, I mean, this one was for fun, but super robot arm will crush that.
Thank you, Devin. Now I'm gonna have that image stuck in my head.
Just don't shake my left hand. Everything will be fine.
Luckily, I don't. Thank you. So overall, I called
on
that
your back.
I know. I called that Bucky scene, by the way.
Yeah, I did too, but I thought it'd just be like, I told you when we're watching it, I thought it'd be like a joke scene. Like
it wasn't. Which I enjoyed.
So I think this is what they're doing for this, though, is that it's skipping some scenes for maybe Infinity Wars or Infinity Wars 2, maybe. Like, they defrosted them and they're just, like, waking them up.
Could be. Yeah, so it's like it could be a scene from Infinity War.
Because actually. Remember, I think there's Avengers 2. Avengers 2 had the ending scene with Bucky in the chair.
No, you're thinking of Ant-Man. Ant-Man had the scene of Bucky in the
vice grip. Okay, Bucky in the vice grip, you can see Captain America though. Yeah. And that was the scene.
And Falcon's like, I know a guy.
Yeah, anyway, so there's a scene in Captain America Civil War, which is that scene.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that might be in the...
It could be.
A scene that, but anyway, I thought it was going to be a joke scene with Bucky. Like, I thought there'd be like, you know, like him frozen, but there'd be like milk, eggs, and like everything else. And then
I'm glad they didn't, because that wouldn't have fit the rest of the movie.
No, but it would have been Marvel's humor. You could have envisioned it. Like, yeah. You could imagine it being there. I could
have. Great. Now, I think it's going to be really hard for Marvel to follow up Black Panther with Infinity War after how good it was.
I don't know. I don't think that.
And that's my topic on Matter of Opinion this week. So make sure you tune into that and check in.
Yeah, one of the days, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Yeah. We'll see when we put that out. So I don't know. That, and then the other thing is, we still don't know where the Soul Stone is.
I'm pretty sure it's Heimdall.
I'm thinking they're not even going to have it.
Just not even going to make it?
Look, they have. You've seen the glove like this, right? The Infinity Gauntlet.
Uh-huh.
You've never. I'm not so sure that there is a stone on the thumb. So you have the five stones here and the one stone here. They might just not even have a soul stone. They might just completely overlook it.
Nah, they can't do that.
I think they might.
Nope, I believe you're wrong on that. Probably Thanos has it and just never uses it.
So, has it for safekeeping?
Yeah, I keep it. Left hand.
He had the he had the, what's it called? The scepter, which is now in the Vision's head. Yeah. He gave that to Loki. Anyway. Joe has the chat.
It's actually lively. Having a good time.
Very lively. Oh, awesome. Yeah. How is everyone in the chat?
Did anyone like ask us questions or did we pretty much...
We're just having a
would
fun
anyone
time
like
here.
To like us to talk about anything in the chat before we go off the air? Right?
That we didn't
talk... We got 10 minutes.
Yeah, that we didn't already talk about. Yeah, if you guys have any questions about Black Panther or anything else with us, we'll be trying to help.
How many people we got in the chat today?
Five.
All right.
That's Cinco.
Gump came in at the bare end and says that he hates the movie and doesn't like the movie.
Yeah, I know. He told me he didn't like the movie.
Yeah,
that's
really?
Awful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask his opinion, but I won't listen to him.
But the real Joe Awesome guy who keeps claiming that that is his name, even though we all know that's my name. Whatever.
Mm.
And we got Rachel. She's nice. Oh. How about cats? I like cats here.
Do we sound good?
Yeah, we seem to sound fine now.
Okay.
Everything fixed that when I changed the volumes to almost maximum levels, which is what I think we have to do.
Oh, really? All right. Well, then we'll boost up the gain. We're going to have to test this shit out. This is the way shit works here. Meh.
But no, it doesn't seem like that we have any questions here.
Okay.
All right. Then, Joe, I guess you can cut the feed. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Maybe.
No, we probably will be. Okay. For our extra live Nerdcast.
Talk about news.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we normally talk about. Yeah.
Maybe some pop things that will come up in the future. Who knows?
Yeah, so we'll see. So thank you everyone for joining. Joe, do you know how to stop the feed?
I hit the button that says stop streaming.
Yeah, you do that, and then it'll be like, do you want to stop streaming? And then
yeah, get that. But okay. You have to do your outro still.
And enter outro here.
Mm-hmm. Bye.